Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a video game and a hobbit. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. When I was about 31, my brother called me. So I was 31, had a 2-year-old kid, married obviously, and, you know, running around doing a lot of different things. My wife may actually have been pregnant with our second boy. And my brother recently moved back into town, and he said, "Hey, let's hang out." And I said, okay. And I think it was a Saturday. And he said, "Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to go get new running shoes. Then let's go do like a 4 or 5 mile run. And then let's come back and play Halo for, you know, a few hours." And he's rattling off these lists of things he wants to do, and I kind of start laughing and say, like, "Oh, okay. Okay, so let's take a step back. First off, I'm not well. I got a cold. So I'm definitely not going on a run. Second, I have one of the nieces was having a birthday. I'm like, so I got a birthday party that I got to go to with Lauren and my little guy, Marcus. And again, Lauren's pregnant. So ditching her with the crazy 2-year-old that runs around like bananas at this birthday party where she has to drive an hour both ways, not a great idea. And he says, "Well, okay, well, look, you're not feeling well, right? So just tell him you're not feeling well and you can stay home." I said, "Okay, that's fine too. But if I'm actually not feeling that well, then she's probably going to stay home with me. Like, if I'm so laid out, I can't go to this little kid's birthday party and just support and be there. Then, I mean, I'm probably in bed. And if I'm in bed, she's awesome. She's going to want to take care of me and make sure I'm all right." And we kind of went back and forth, and it ended on a funny note, because it was like, "Why aren't you sharing with me?" Right? Like, "Why aren't you sharing your life with me?" And it was one of those things. My brother was frustrated. But it's kind of like when you have obligations, like I have kids and a wife, you don't own your time. Okay? And I think anyone who's ever had kids gets this. At least good parents get it, but it's not really your time, right? So what I was doing this morning, I was working on this the stock tank pool for my kids in the backyard and trying to hook up this water heater to it so we could make it a little bit warmer for them, all of these different things. And I have a million things that I need to be getting done, but I can't do any of that because I'm watching my kids and my wife had to run out and do something. So again, I'm in charge of my kids. I can't neglect them. I can't do anything else. So I was getting going on this stock tank pool as I was watching them. But even if I wanted to do something else, I couldn't. I can't even look at my phone, right? If you got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old in a swimming pool, and it's not even deep, it's only 2 feet deep. But if you got kids in water, you're not looking at your phone. You're not messing around, right? So every 2 seconds, I just look up and make sure everybody was fine and, you know, screwing my thing. But I was working with the tools in such a way that I could always see them as I was working on something. So a really difficult thing. And it gets frustrating, I think, for people to feel like their lives are no longer their own. And again, I can't stress enough, if you've never had kids, it really is like that. You're no longer you. Your life is not your own. Your time is not your own. And it gets frustrating sometimes. I can tell for my friends, they're like, why can't you just come out and do whatever? And I was thinking about that a lot this morning as I was working. And I thought back to one of the Lord of the Rings movies. And there's a scene when one of the hobbits, little guy, very honorable, he commits himself to the service of the steward of Gondor. Now, the steward of Gondor is this, you know, guy who is in charge of this capital of human civilization, and there's no king. This king fell off, so the steward kind of is taking over the role of the kingship until the king comes back. And he's a creepy old guy. But the Hobbit is very taken by something and wants to be a service, so he commits himself. And later in the film, the Hobbit does something to disgrace or go against what the king, or excuse me, the steward wanted. And he grabs him by the back of the neck, and the steward throws him out onto the front steps, and he says, "Go and die in whatever way you see fit." I was thought, like, Jesus, man. That's really rough to just say, go and die in whatever way you see fit. Because now he didn't have to live or die by the word of the steward. He didn't have to commit himself, life and limb, to whatever the cause was. He can go and die in whatever way he sees fit. And that concept has been weighing on me recently. I'm working on the pool, taking care of the kids. You know, the homeschooling the last few months has been tough, and now they're on summer break. Just all day long. And I'm feeling older. So, I mean, as much as I don't like to say it, I mean, the fact that I'm mortal is weighing on me. And I keep thinking about that. Go and die in whatever way you see fit. And I think about the conversation I had with my brother, where it came down to that my days are no longer mine. My days are in the service of my family, first and foremost, and then my community. And I'm marching towards the day I will die. That's undisputable. And at times I wonder, is this the right thing to be doing? Should I be doing something else? Is the service of my family and my community, is living and dying in this way appropriate? And then I just keep thinking back to it. If my days were completely my own, if I could do whatever I wanted, would it be just running a few miles and playing some video games? Now let me be really clear. I am not criticizing or minimizing or anything, people who enjoy exercise and then enjoy virtual entertainment. I'm not criticizing somebody who decides they never want to get married because they want to pursue their own passions. That's fine. For me, it's a different question and a different answer. For me, do I want to commit myself to the betterment of other people? Would I trade my life? Would I trade everything I have for the betterment of my family? Yes. Yes, I would. And I am, and I do every day. I trade my life. I give up my life so that my wife lives a better life, so my children live a better life. I make that decision every day. I willingly give up my life. It's not just that it's not mine. It's that I make it not mine. I agree that it's no longer mine. I give up my life so they can have a better life and continue to live and be happy and be prosperous. And for me, when I think of that question, or rather the command, go out and die in whatever way you see best. That's it. For me, giving up my life, agreeing to make my life no longer mine, that is dying in the best way I know how. If you think about your life, if you think about how you spend your days, Never forget that we are marching towards our end. We are dying today, slowly. If you're not dying in a way that seems best to you, you should take a step back and reconsider. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.